some kind of real. Let's say her derech is to feed stained before she feeds. Which happens almost every month to almost every lady.
Say again?
If she sees stains before she actually gets the period. Isha Shadaka Lirat Saman Kadam Riyasa. If her derech is to seek someone before she sees, Yeshla Stafik Maksai Tafish Levest Vesel Chayda Shabbat. There's a suffix when she has to be Chayda Shabbat. You go with the stain, you go with the flow.
Is she separated or not?
In Me'ez. No, I'm not doing that. In Me'ez Riyas Aksamim, I Me'ez, that's a different issue. In Me'ez Riyas Aksamim, I Me'ez Shetzil Lirat Dan B'Shefa. Does it come with the beginning of staining?
Oh.
Or does it come with seeing blood? B'Shefa means in abundance.
So you
taking the high road.
That's cheap. That's not the
high road.
It happens every kind of month.
The low road?
No.
No road.
The cow road.
Crosses the road. Good chicken cross.
It's not, it's very... He says on the bottom here, one maramokim, I ain't shoot Igus Moshe.
That what?
What does Igus Moshe say? Igus Moshe has a different spin on it.
Yeah.
So what's the issue here?
Should he be mishtakef the ksavim to the actual...
Meaning, what is the chashash of a vest? Does a vest go with staining? Right? Or does it actually go when the makar opens up and lets out down the shaft?
Couldn't staining be considered hargashah?
I say the latter.
Don't worry, you only missed about a minute or two.
Couldn't staining be considered a hargashah?
Huh?
Couldn't the staining be considered a hargashah?
Hargashah? Why should I
have a hargashah feeling?
I'm saying not an exact hargasha per se a feeling, but the same idea. With the hargasha, she has a feeling. She knows that her prayer is going
to. I just had supper, so I want to stop you.
You had dessert also.
I also had dessert.
You're
not going to beat me out on anything.
No, I'm saying with the hargasha. Hargasha is a feeling that she has, that she knows her prayer is coming. So this is something that she sees.
You don't mean
she
hargasha, you mean a vet. You mean a hargasha or you mean a vet?
Neither, really.
The Ramosha says in this tshuva that if a woman normally sees stains before she gets a period, then she's also because it's a vet, which is really a segue into the next halacha. A vet doesn't necessarily have to go. We have two vets so far, mm-hmm. We know. Either works with the moon or it works with the haflaga. Right? Which haflaga essentially, if we never clarified, is basically that the blood that's built up in the uterus gets to a certain point and then it starts excreting. Right, those are the two ways that we have vestas. Now, there's other ways of having vestas, which is called a vesta guf, vesta oinis, which means that either something external can cause her to get a period,
like
jumping, trauma. Doing exercise, trauma, eating hot food, stuff like that, tashmish, right? Or there could be something in the body that's a simen, like cramps, stuff like that, pimples, moodiness, theoretically.
So this shouldn't be any worse.
No comment.
This shouldn't be any worse than any of that. Spotting shouldn't be any worse.
So that's what Ramosha says. So spotting is a vest. Meaning if something goes on where the woman knows that this thing is mean, that the
precursor.
Exactly. It's a sort of like a
but
star.
It's not always.
Yeah, but it's
not every woman. But if this particular woman Ramosha says, if she sees stains and she knows that within the next day she's going to get a period, then it's a vet, not because of the whole shaila of when do you go? Do you go when the staining starts? Do you go with the flow? Right? It's a vet because that shows that the period is going to be coming.
Right.
But once she starts staining, now you gotta stay away.
Wait, but there's no rule with this.
It's only once she sees it.
It could be
even if it's like 3 months.
Yeah, what's
4 months in a row?
Yeah.
Right?
It could be kavua. Yeah.
Only when
what if
she
knows
though,
that we'll have a kavua of something you don't see on the fifth month?
Why not?
What do you think?
She sees the stain before. So for the day before, her what's it called? The period comes.
Right.
If she doesn't see it, then it comes. No, best
doesn't
stay away.
What?
Her
period.
It's the same.
Well, how does she know? She didn't see it, how does she know?
I'll take that.
It happened for 4 months in a row.
Right.
So technically, it's cool.
Right.
But she doesn't see it. There's no timing with that. mean, okay, so let's say she should have a 30th day, she sees the standing, so on the next, the first day of the month is the Mitzvah. Is there kavua in terms of the numbers because of the staining?
No. No.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally in the manna from when the staining starts.
So
when
only
she gets
when
the
she
30.
Sees the staining, that's when
right.
That's when.
No, you mean the day? What, no. Nothing to do with the time.
So it could be kavua as long as she sees.
She could have this three times a month.
Nothing to do with time.
Yeah, and then in that case, if she would see a stain 2 days after she comes out in the mitzvah, she'd have to separate.
What's the point of a vest?
It's complicated. We're going to get to that. But that's the way Rav Moshe says it.
I thought a vest is enough. Is the point of this, because we're scared that we have reason to assume that the period is going to come today.
Right.
But if this is not... But why do we have reason to assume? Let's say, for example, one stain and then show us that your period 3 days later.
Right.
So why would I call the period? Why would I call staining a vest? If anything, I would say that
it's
not going to get it.
It's a vest, and she knows in 3 days she's going
to
get a period.
She shouldn't have to separate the day of the stain.
It might not. That will get to how that affects now. Yeah.
No, but the point meaning, so now you know you have 3 days. So
right.
Those 3 days you should be fine.
Right.
And can you make a kavua and then not have to keep any other vessels?
Yeah, it'd be very difficult to do that, but because she would only.
How do you get out of that vest? You never get out of that vest, basically.
Yeah.
Unless you make
she
a period, period you
don't. She doesn't get a period.
So that's an example.
That's okay, we're gonna cover these periods. They're a very interesting period and very difficult to actually implement in Lamaic. Yeah.
Every 1 month she doesn't look. She gets it for 3 months in a row, 4 months in a row.
Oh, she doesn't look. She doesn't know about it, though. It's not a vest.
But maybe she did it anyway. She did it.
Yeah, but how does she know?
Yeah, how are you? You're not supposed to look anyway.
Okay,
you have to
look the whole month.
No. But you're not supposed to look anyway. So when we have a choice?
Probably then. That's a bad.
She's
that's
looking
bad.
No, obviously it's a stain where she sees it or she feels it.
On the bedika.
Feels it. I don't mean feels it coming out. I mean she feels it. I don't know where she
points.
The difference is the stain is
no, but Toman, obviously it's a stain and not a tamer. Well, the truth makes no difference. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozna, is very machmer on this. He holds you got to separate both.
Both what?
Both the stain days and the flow days.
Why?
You have to be chashish. We don't know.
Even like Leoni said, he would say that. If it's 3 days, every 3 days before, he would still say
she would have to. No, she doesn't. He doesn't have to. She doesn't have to separate all 3 days.
No,
she has to separate on the stain day, and then she could have 2 days off, and then she has to separate.
But what if she
stays
straight for 3 days before?
Oh, then she would. Yeah.
So he holds you have to separate.
Okay, it's complicated. Every case, but he's chashish.
If you hold that,
he's very mild. He's chashish both. If I remember correctly, Rabbi Forst in his English sefer comes out that you go with the flow. It's a good way to remember it. I think that's the way most folks can go with. Then there's something more coming in. Let's say she does a bedika. And she sees on a bedika.
If you hold that it's a vest,
right,
you hold that
it's
a vest, she has to do a bedika. No, if you hold
bedika.
That she gets the ketan, it's a vest, and she has to
do a
bedika.
Let's say she did a bedika because it was a vest day. Let's say it was a vest day. It was the chaydesh, the beinanis. Right?
She should probably do bedika.
Let's say it was a vest on a beinanis. She doesn't do on a beinanis. She definitely saw blood, a small amount on a bedika cloth. We consider what's on a bedika can be a ria. She's a nida. Is that called a ria?
Yes.
It's she doesn't stop flowing for 3 days later.
What?
The
why
night.
Not?
Why did it?
She's a nida.
So what? It's not a din and nida. That's the whole style.
Or she could be a nida without it counting against the vest?
Oh, that's
right.
That's like if you hold the tire
of the vest. Short says you have
to. I have a question.
If you know
that the woman if you know that the woman
on her vest day. Since, but she's staining, she's going to do a bedika on her vest day because that's the vest.
She's not staining. Well, no, she didn't stain.
Let's say she's
no,
staining, though.
A different example.
I'm saying, let's go back to the original one. If
no.
She's stained, and we count that as a vest, since she has to do a bedika that day. But she's staining. That means she's going to do a bedika, it's going to come out bad.
Right.
She's going to be up the creek right away.
Right. That's how we do it. That's a different issue. Are you to do a vest?
Yeah,
she comes up. She's staining on the vest day, she's going to do a bedika or not.
Don't do
a
bedika.
You
hold on.
Let's say tonight is the 30th day. She does
the
bedika the way she's supposed to. Like a good Jewish lady, she does her bedika on the 30th day. She sees Vaday Dam. But that's it. She doesn't see now for 3 days.
She already became a nida.
She's a nida. She's a nida. There's no way about it. There's no way about it.
If the woman's
is that
spotting,
called a vest?
If the woman
called that,
if the woman's spotting in the if the woman's spotting,
called a vest because she did a bedika.
She has to. What is the 5 days? 5 days is a whole different thing.
So
what? But that's let me ask you a question. Let's say a woman has a doctor's appointment with a doctor has to open up her uterus wider than the shear, and she becomes coming from that. You're going to say that she needs to keep a vest?
No.
No, but you can say that it started from then.
What do you mean?
meaning Lakula, like mentioned, he was asked.
The five days,
Shevardalevi says it's a good shaila. It depends on the Vashena Gula.
You said he's not what you said.
I don't know. I've had this question asked, and I, different Vestas, I would think different Svaras.
Well, you got a problem with
some are more, some Vedikas are more required than others.
How is the woman going to determine when the period starts? Some women just spot heavily. They don't have a flow.
Whenever she sees her regular flow.
What's regular?
Well, that's what I have.
A woman knows when she calls a heavy spot. It's a fine line. I'm granted it's a fine with a heavy spot and light period. But a woman would know, hopefully, at some point, you'll dig deep down into the woman's brain and heart and you'll find out whether it's really a...
In this scenario, there's no real way to get a vest of wood.
No, maybe she's skipping them.
Why?
No, whenever she has a flow.
Forget the staining.
Which case?
What's the flow, then?
Which case?
In the case where the stain is there, then either that's when the time begins.
Right.
Then when does the vest of wood begin? If that happens three times in a row. So there's no way then, right?
Or maybe she sees on a Vedika flow. That's a
could be the vest has to be natural. No, the vest doesn't have to be natural. So it can come from a Vedika flow. So she can make herself a vest if she checks herself the same day every month. She can make herself a vest.
No, it's not going to be a vest. Because then when she does Bedikas during Shiva Nikim and they come out clean and she doesn't get a period, she's Iker the vest.
Yeah, but if it's a 3-day period and it always comes out the only way
for one of these physical symptoms to be a vest is if every time that physical symptom comes, she gets a period. Be it a day later, 2 days later, 3 days later, a week later, who cares? But the only time she gets that symptom, the only time she gets a period is when she has that symptom. If she has that symptom any other time she doesn't get a period, then it's not a vest.
But I'm thinking if she does a Bedika and she becomes a Nida,
that's when menstrual cramps, it becomes such a headache. Because women cramp, they cramp a lot. They don't even know it's like stomach cramps. It's chon, is it this, is that right?
No, but I'm saying if she checks 3 months in a row, she does a Bedika and she becomes a Nida, then that's a vest kavur?
No, because what's making her have a vest kavur?
Her Bedika.
She
does a Bedika.
Right.
She becomes a Nida. Right. She spots and then she does a Bedika. 3 months in a row. Is that a vest?
If you hold it, that's a vest. Then yeah. If you hold it, you have to be chayish for the small.
That's it. It doesn't have to be natural. She's forcing herself to have a vest kavua by doing Bedikas.
If you hold it staining,
if she couldn't get a
kavua, then I
have to skip the
Bedika.
What does
the Bedika
have to do with anything?
We said the Bedika can make her into a Nida. Why can't it make a vest?
Yeah, but if you're saying that the Bedika is what's causing her to be a Nida,
yeah.
So then when she does the Bedikas in Shiva Nikim and she doesn't see blood, she's Iker the vest.
You don't have to wait 30 days. You don't have to wait till another month to be Iker the vest?
No, you can be Iker the vest in a... No.
It doesn't come.
You do whatever that mice is.
In reverse.
Let's say a woman who eats sharp foods, which we're going to get to, hopefully, right? And that causes her to get a period. The only way that she can become a vest kavua is if she knows that every time she has a hot food, she's going to get a period.
They're saying in the middle of the month, if she eats hot food, she doesn't become a Nida.
Right, then it's all right for the vest. Okay. Right. Let's see.
Okay, wait. In that case, before you have the vest, so you have the staining, and then it's 3 days later. Does she have to do Bedika in between?
No.
Even though you know it's coming?
No, you would only have... This is the classic... What's the case? Birth control pills. This is the classic example of when a woman's taking the placebos for the birth control. From when she stops taking it, usually she knows... She's going to get a period 2 days later, 3 days later, depending on the pill, depending on the woman. So, if she figured out that that's when she starts the placebo 2 days later, Either one of you guys has got to figure it out.
I'm saying, why don't you say, oh, sometimes it's something like that.
Oh, so if it's something like this, something like that, then that's already more complicated. But
I'm saying,
you might have to separate both.
I'm saying, do you have to go figure out?
Yes.
Before you go right there, you mentioned about a doctor's visit. Mm-hmm. That doesn't change justice at all?
No, that's physical.
No?
Let's say child birth. Child birth has nothing to do with justice.
Well,
you don't have to calculate. No, 30 days after childbirth, if the woman would be cleared up and gone to the mikvah already. 30 days after childbirth, she doesn't have to be.
She could go to mikvah on night. She
had
mikvah night and a
vest
on the same night.
Of course.
What do you do?
Different child. We didn't cover
that in Kufay Dalet.
Yeah,
we talked about it. We said no.
Depends which vest, depends what it is. The chumra.
Then we wanted to know, can you go to the mikvah anyway?
Then it wasn't even a beholder, you can't have tashti.
You
can't
have tashti.
You can't have tashti.
Probably.
Vaguely.
We have to
start again.
Oh, we know.
That's
all you should put your thing in the other ear.
Okay, like,
what happened by childbirth?
If a woman was able to clear up, that wouldn't be a vest beholder. She would be a childbirth.
Yoni Bell is funny.
She had a childbirth, but the baby was born on a vest beholder. The next month, the baby leaves her, she was already cleaned up. That's not a vest.
That was David.
I was assuming it's not a gay because she's not clean.
She's not clean, but no. It's none of us.
The
Shaila is, at what, let's say a woman bleeds for 2-3 weeks after childbirth, how do you know maybe that blood becomes period blood? That's a Shaila already. How do you get out of that?
No, she shouldn't be getting her vessel right after.
It could happen. Okay, yesh, I want to do vessel. I understand vessel, which means there's going to be a lot of reading in the text. Yeah. Yesh kevaz vest al yidei oynes. There are those that get a vest through an oynes. Gagan shekotov, she jumps. And she jumps and she sees three times in a specific day. Exertion, she sees three times. She jumped on Aleph Nisan and she saw. Okay, it's important to understand there's a big difference between a Vesta Aynas and a Vesta Kuf. Right? You notice that he said that it has to have a double. This is a double vest. It's a vest for Kvitas and Yomim.
This
is bound. I think we're not going to get past this paragraph. I know it already.
Already
what he said.
Why would you let your wife jump?
One second.
You down. You jumped on Bays.
Stop it. Very good. Very good. One second. So what he's saying here is that this is a vest. This is called...
Good job.
Shech Yonu. Vest HaMurkav. This is called a Vest HaMurkav. It's a double vest. The only way that you can have a Vest HaKvitzes, meaning a Vest HaOynes, is to have it on a specific day and if she jumps.
But she's causing it.
Right, so there's two things causing it.
Wait.
One second. There's two things causing it. It's the day causing it and the jumping.
But only because she's jumping on that
why
day.
Why do we need
right.
to jump
in? This
but
is
if she would jump on
let's
day.
Let's see what's
next.
If
she jumps next week, it's like a vest. Is that what you're saying?
If she jumps the next day, she has to jump on Aleph. And if she doesn't get it, if she jumps on Aleph, then it needs both. Because they were doing that. Because this order was the
commandment. Jumps on Aleph and she gets her period.
Three times in a row.
And then what? And then she jumps on Gimel and nothing happens. Why isn't that Iker?
There was a double reason why this vest came. It came because she jumped. And it came on the
would you say the same thing about
jumped.
The bedikas? If she does a bedika on Aleph 3 months in a row, and
maybe.
Then she does a bedika
yeah,
on
maybe,
Zion,
maybe.
One second,
maybe.
Let me ask. On the fourth month, she doesn't do a. She's not going to jump.
Right.
She has, is that considered? Is that the best for her?
No.
Does
oh, that's a shot.
Jump?
No, it's a machloek. What do you do till she jumps?
Does she have to what jump?
Never mind. Don't let her jump. Well, if she jumps on Aleph, right, she jumps on Gimel and she gets it, and she jumps on Ed and she gets
back
it.
In the garage,
so
you know
can we say that every time she jumps,
that's a
muffler. Then you say she's going
to get it? That's what we're going to see. He's going to discuss that in Membeis. Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah?
When? Yeah, okay, cool.
With the machloikis, we pass in the pashas not. Okay? Se'im achakach higi aleph tamas v'kofta. If after that comes aleph tamas v'kofta, shechulifush at saifa oina.
Only because of kofta.
One second. She has to separate until saifa oina. Meaning, till she jumps, she didn't have to separate.
I'm good. What about a bidika?
Right, but if she's drunk, she has to separate.
What about a bidika in the beginning of the
owner?
But she doesn't have to honor in the beginning of the she doesn't have to do a bidika in the beginning of the owner until she jumps, right?
Huh?
When does she have to do a bidika? After she jumps.
Yeah, after she jumps. Look at what is it? Footnote.
Bigger than you?
Yes. this is a very dangerous footnote, but Ayin Ches, yeah? Ayin B'Tesefta, Shehu Adin Imchal Tzavarasa, she gets sick. He coughs a bile of Arasa. For those that didn't understand, that means that her husband hit her and then she got a period, which is pretty good revenge.
What if he hit her on Allah?
Halavai, if every lady that got abused would get a period, there'd be a lot less than six, no?
Halavai, the men that are abusive, that
What if he hit her on Allah?
Okay, Nasa Kaveh Verasa, she carries something heavy and she sees. Meaning it's not just jumping, it's anything, if it's anything physical that would cause her to get a period.
Same thing.
Yeah, but who was Shulchan Aruch Harai? Chen Adin Amrata Behema Oichayin Nizkakin Zeh Lozeh Vecham Dev Rasa. Let's say she sees animals, whatever the word would be, with each other. Right? Mating. Also, she sees when she's going to the bathroom, maybe that can cause her to get a period. Right, okay, fine, let's skip to the next one. No, it's the same one, right? Achyesh Rod Vesi Isis Lai Mashmakane, okay, Vichem Ramashi Isha Shray Dam Fish Isis Rukha, Lai Havi Vest, Machmas Ainis. It's not a vest Ainis if she. Because they have machlaikas where they're going to the bathroom could possibly cause her to get a period. Ayan Shom Tiri Tar Vichare Vichainim Kibla Zrika Meroifa. This is sometimes negay. If she gets a shot from a doctor, Kedei Shitakaba Vest, in order to get a period, some women won't get their periods unless it's, what do you call it?
They need hormones.
Right. So they take a shot.
They won't get
their period unless it's physical intervention with it. Hareza Nashoki Vestainis, that's also Vestainis. The Yeh Shaimrim, yeah? Shagam Dam Shamataide Bedika's aid. Mikri Maria Mahmazainis. Right? Shamrim
Yashim.
Right? So that can also be a vest. Okay, basically anything physical. Right, fine, now back up
but
to the top.
She recognizes.
Yeah.
That's a machlaik, exactly what category pill falls into.
Three times where she's done physical activity for 3 months, and then she's down the period. So on the fourth month, you know later in the day that she's going to do something. Later in the day, she's...
No, but until she does it, she's not going to get a period.
Not a vest.
No, you need. It depends. In this case, you need both. One without the other is not going to work. Let's say she doesn't. Let's say she's sleeping the whole day on
she does it every time.
She's not. Yet, she don't have to separate.
Even if you know.
No.
Why would she ever let her go 3 months
in a row? That's a kashmir. Well, let's say it's her job.
Right.
Let's say
she's an exercise coach or whatever.
She's a mover. Does that mean that all the other vests? Would this uproot all the other vests?
Oh.
Would this uproot all the other vests?
Mover. She's a mover.
So we have a zero snapish of a wife. We have a wife who's a mover. Yeah.
Is this going to uproot all the other vendors?
And a chavit.
And then so she starts to call the pocket
No.
Get one of those belts for the back.
Let's see. And a chavit. Let's see. The dafka migia oisei yom b'kavtumai. One second. Let's get through this. It'll get clear. That dafka, if it reached that day, and she jumped on it, right? She had to have jumped on that day. Havalim migia yom b'loi kavtumai. If it reaches that day and she didn't jump, or if she jumped on another day, and a chashesh, she does not have to be chashesh.
Why? The reason why she's getting it is because she's jumping. She already proved
she's
that.
Getting it for two reasons. There are two things causing the
if she gets it on Aleph, she says
one second, let's get to it. V'yesh la'ayr shal pa'amim matish negremes riyas damai de rikudim ahisamlis. Exercise or dancing could cause the period. So if so the chayin isha shalu liras machmas dvarim anal to ma'at v'dvarim ekeilu. See, you guys all makabim. If a woman's gonna see because of dancing or exercise, so she shouldn't do it.
Is this the only vet? Is this open to the other vet? Does she have to watch the other
vet? She has no choice.
Does she have to watch the other? She has to keep the other vet because she has this. She jumps.
Kavua?
Yeah.
No. Everything goes
on.
Right?
She
uses this. It's
horrible. She has a lot of control.
She
does
nothing.
Yeah, we check our rule. Her 5 days
away.
So she
says
like, yeah, that's okay. This case, she's fine. She doesn't mean she wants to take a
period. So who cares? Whatever, she's going to have to have a period at some point.
No,
so let her have a period.
Period is jumping on a specific day.
So who cares?
I mean, who cares?
Because she's going to have a period regardless.
No, she won't. This lady will not get a period.
She will not get a period unless she jumps.
If she doesn't jump on a specific day, she will not get a period. I told you we're not going to get a period.
She's got bigger problems. She's got bigger problems than a vet.
Wait, she might have bigger problems.
She's not going to get her period
on Olive.
What?
No, she's not. She will not get her period unless she jumps on Olive.
Right. No, but she can get on Dolly.
Beautiful thing.
She
can
get on
Dolly.
She might end up getting it right.
Maybe.
But no,
but it's not. It's a shot in a vegetable.
She won't get her period.
But could it be like a...
She'll get her on Dolly.
No. She will not get... That's not...
She will not get her period. The vet Kavua says she will not get her period unless she jumps on a specific day.
That would mean that she would, in order to establish it, she would have to go a month or 3 months without jumping to prove that she's...
No, she goes 3 months with jumping on a specific day, then that's...
If she knows it's jumping,
it comes. No, it's both.
And if she doesn't jump
one... and the jump.
She will not get a period that month.
Why does she have a vegetable at Kulish for next month?
So anyway,
that's the word. She won't get a period.
She won't get a period.
But why? Maybe it's only the vegetable Kulish. Maybe it's only the vegetable Kulish. It's Kavua. Maybe the whole time it's really only the vegetable Kulish. The jumping is completely...
Right.
By the fourth month, Lizzie doesn't jump. She should also be worried about that. Kavua doesn't jump.
Wait. I'm not done.
It is not really so major.
Before you go by
this.
What if she goes in her fourth month? What if in her fourth month she goes, she jumps,
she gets
her
$10,000?
No, if she's jumping and she keeps being in the... She's got to jump
in
a higher building.
She
doesn't jump. Yeah,
she
jumps
in her fourth month. She doesn't jump. Is that Ogre or Vestibule?
No, because it's sitting in the day also. No, it's not.
It's 5 days earlier, so she told
the only way we Ogre or Vestibule is if she doesn't...
Yeah,
she jumps on Olive and she doesn't see, then that's one
other
word.
Whenever Olive calls out, Olive calls out.
You said 2 minutes ago, the only
thing... It won't matter. No, it's both the day and the jumping.
He's
saying the day and the jumping.
I'm talking about the
following
month.
Have you ever seen this before?
She's going to jump, right?
You're telling me
that on this month, she's not going to get her jump. She has got her out.
You have
what?
Anytime she jumps on out, she's going to get her period.
She could get theoretically get her period another time. This is what I'm trying to say. You say no.
No, theoretically she could. Hello. Theoretically she could get her period at another time.
If she jumps,
but that's going to be a fluke thing.
Even
it's a fluke
jumping thing.
The fluke.
If this woman
the bottom line
and gets her period, it's out of the ordinary.
Isn't that the definition of best kavua?
No.
I was in confusion.
If you jump on the first, then she's not going to get it.
You're right. You're right. A woman could have double vesicles also. A woman could have double vesicles. Is that what you're getting at?
What if she jumps on
a woman could have a vest kavua and a vest sheina kavua at the same time.
Oh, yeah, fine.
A woman could have a vest kavua. This is where the confusion was. I'm sorry. Yes. She could have a vest kavua that any time she jumps on Aleph of the month, she's going to get a period. If she goes on Aleph and she doesn't jump, or she jumps on a different day, she may not get a period, but if she jumps on a specific day of the month, she's going to get a period. Now, in the middle, she could also get a period, having nothing to do with this.
Oh, that's not right.
Good. She'll have a double. She'll have a double.
She could have 2 vestas.
She could have 2 vestas, yeah. Or 3, 4 vestas.
If she jumps and nothing happens, though.
Yeah, she has to jump on Aleph.
Well, if she jumps
on
Aleph
and nothing happens.
Why is it Aleph the best Kavua?
Well, not because
she's not
there. What does she got?
Does she get the period?
She gets the period.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if she figured out that she jumps with
her period, then why did she stop the jumping period?
She could jump the day before and then start her period.
That is, she jumped. Not a murkah with the chalice. Not a murkah with the day of the month.
Yeah, maybe it was 1 month before.
Yeah.
And she jumped.
That's the difference. That's not a shaman. She jumped on Lamed. They say it really was Aleph that just came earlier. So it's not a...
In the following month, she did jump.
It's a different... It's so her jumping. You can't do it.
The jumping is causing it.
Okay, could we at least finish Beth Dainu?
No, but...
Could we finish Beth Dainu?
Why can't it just be one? Why can't it just be one? I'm just going
to
have to do it. No, why does it have to be the day and the jumping? Why can't
it
just be
the whole jumping is not enough. That's what we're going to... If I'm trying to get to it... Alright, cover Beth. Maybe in every
percentage. That's only for him. Don't bring that stuff on the rest of the group, man.
Cover vest the yamim ukvitzes mikamakam tzricha lachash l'ayna beinim. That's a day. You still have to be chashish for ayna beinim. Okay, so even if you have a vest kavua, you still need... And this vest kavua is different, you have to keep ayna beinim.
Why not keep investing for the Chodesh?
That's a question. Why isn't
the
Chodesh?
Maybe it wasn't the jumping. She saw an Aleph of Chodesh 3 months in a row. She also happened to jump on that day. Maybe it had nothing to do with the jumping. Maybe it happened to be because she had investing for the Chodesh.
So
the fourth month, even though she doesn't jump, she should still be Chodesh.
No, she doesn't have to.
Why? Maybe it wasn't the jumping.
So we'll find out.
What do you mean we'll find
but
out?
But she has a vegetable of Chodesh anyway.
No, she doesn't. She has the morku.
But she also
disagrees. She doesn't drink water. I mean,
she drove a car. She picked up the kids. Wrote a letter.
Obviously, it has to be something.
She wrote a letter.
It has to
be. Who writes letters?
That's what he goes through in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. It has to be something out of the norm. It has to be something out of the norm. That's the side of the point to the man.
Having a job.
That's the side of the point to the man. No, I... NFL, you're right. If she's a mover, then maybe... I don't know. If her husband hits her every day, then...
That's going to happen.